This is Divorce Happy Hour, a show about divorce and issues people face going through divorce. Your co-hosts are Christina Previtt and John Knocklinger. For more information about the show and to connect with us, head over to divorcehappyhour.com. And now, on to today's show. Hello and welcome to Divorce Happy Hour. My name is John Knocklinger. I'm one of the co-owners of NetSquire, a law firm in New Jersey devoted to helping people get divorced without fighting. So it's Friday, and that means another episode of our podcast to help educate all of you about areas and issues that happen in divorce. So today we're going to talk about mediation. And the question is to mediate or not mediate. That is what we're going to talk about today. How do you know if you have a case that should go directly to mediation at the very beginning versus going to an attorney and starting the traditional divorce process? It's a difficult question that many of you have, and it's not always easy. It's not always easy to figure out what kind of case do you have. Can you do it? So we're going to talk about some of those issues today. And sort of go into some of the preparation for mediation, some of the things you need to do. And then most importantly, we're going to talk about, well, what if you and your spouse are not on the same page? What if one of you wants mediation, but the other one doesn't want mediation? So let's back up and let's just talk about sort of the universe that we're going to be talking about today. Whenever you decide that you need to be divorced, all right, or you're told by your spouse that they want a divorce, even if you don't want one, the first thing that you should think about is that you want to do things as amicably and inexpensively as you can. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do that, but primarily the best way to do it is through mediation. And at its core, mediation is where a neutral third party who's a mediator, like myself, will sit down with the two of you and help you work out an agreement. And that's an agreement on everything: custody, parenting time, support, both child support, alimony, division of assets, division of debt, what we're gonna do with taxes, what we're gonna do with life insurance. If your children are close to college, maybe how we're gonna deal with college expenses. Everything gets dealt with at mediation. So it's a great forum to sit down and talk about all these issues without going through the traditional divorce process. Now, that's a little simplistic because you can obviously resolve your case without going through the traditional divorce process, even if you don't do mediation. But mediation is such a great tool for you to use in order to try to make this process go much smoother. So when you start thinking about divorce, the first conversation that I want you to have with your spouse, no matter how much you hate each other, no matter how much you're yelling at each other, no matter what the situation is do we both agree that we don't want to give all of our money to attorneys? I'm serious. It's as easy as that. Do we both agree that we don't want to give all of our money to attorneys? If you can agree to that and that concept, then the next thing is, are we going to agree to be fair with each other? Knowing that one or both of you might ask for something that the other one doesn't really want to give, but are we going to at least try to be fair with each other? If you can answer those two questions affirmatively, you're a good candidate for mediation. I don't care if you can be in the same room together. I don't care if you can't look at each other. As long as you're both committed to those two principles of we want to not give all of our money to attorneys and we agree to be fair with each other, mediation is a great way for you to resolve everything. If you can answer yes to those questions, well, then again, if you answer no to the question of we don't want to give all of our money to attorneys, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know anyone that wants to do that, but clearly, you know, you have to say, yes, I don't want to give all my money to attorneys. And you have to mean it. I know I've heard people over the years tell me, oh, John, I'd rather give you all my money than give her a dime. Which, guys, do you know how ridiculous that sounds? It really sounds ridiculous. Because at the end of the day, whatever it is that you're going to end up paying, you're probably going to end up paying whether you just agree to it at the beginning or you agree to it later on. But the next part of this question of can we be fair to each other is a difficult one. And being fair is subjective, meaning fairness is in the eyes of the beholder. What I think is fair is not what you think is going to think is fair. But you at least have to be open to the idea that you're going to be fair. And fairness, again, has got to be something that your spouse thinks is fair. And you can't go into mediation thinking, well, yeah, I'm going to be fair with my spouse. As long as they accept everything that I want, it's fair. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is understanding that your spouse is going to have their own version of what they want. You're going to have your version of what you want. And we have to find a way to marry the two of those things together, no pun intended. And by doing that, we will find something that's fair to both of you. And that's really what the goal of mediation is. So again, if you can answer those two questions in the affirmative, then you can mediate. Now, I said a minute ago that let's say you can't stand each other. You can't stand the look of each other. You can't stand to be in the same room with each other. That's fine, because we can do mediation with each of you in a separate room. That's fine. We can do that. But you have to have the right mindset going into mediation. You have to think, listen, I want to resolve this as quickly, amicably, and inexpensively as possible, but I also will agree to be fair to my spouse. If you can agree to those things, then there's really no excuse to not try to go to mediation right off the bat. Now I'll hear, oh, John, people need to get legal advice before they go to mediation. They need to ask all these legal questions. They need to find out what they're entitled to before they go to mediation. Well, for 95% of you, the answer is no, you don't. Because I always like to say divorce is not rocket science, so you don't need necessarily to do that. But that being the case, you don't have to go to an attorney before you go to mediation. You can if you want, and you should if you want to. You should absolutely go to an attorney, and you should get legal advice if it's important to you before you start the mediation process. But you don't have to. Now, as a mediator, I've been doing divorce and family law for almost 20 years. And so what ends up happening is I bring the experience of handling thousands of divorce cases to each of my couples that I'm mediating for. And by doing that, what we're doing is we're identifying the issues that you need to resolve in your divorce. And I'm giving you suggestions on how you might resolve it. People are like, but John, what am I entitled to? My answer to this is always the same. The only thing you're entitled to is what a judge would give to you. So do you want to wait and listen to what a judge is going to give to you to find out finally what you're entitled to? I don't think so. Most of you, the answer is no, because it's a lot of money to get to that point. And also, it's a judge's opinion about what you're entitled to. And that's what's missing for most of you, is that you don't understand divorce law is a lot of gray. It's not black and white. And since it's not black and white, what ends up happening is if you go to 10 different attorneys or you go to 10 different judges, you're going to get 20 different results. You are, because most of divorce is gray. There is no right or wrong answer. The only thing that we have really that where there's a black and white answer to anything is usually child support, because it's a formula. But outside of child support, almost always you're dealing with a shade of gray. And since you're dealing with a shade of gray and 20 different people are going to give you 20 different opinions, it makes settlement seem so much more sense. It makes it seem like so much more sense. And you really need to think of it all like that. And then on top of all of that, knowing that your attorney is only going to give you their opinion and your spouse's attorney is only going to give them their opinion, and ultimately a judge is going to make a decision that is their opinion, of course, based on the law, but again, the law isn't black and white. Doesn't it make a lot of sense just to go to mediation at the very beginning and try to resolve things early on before you spend all of this money fighting? I always like hear people say, I spent all this money and I got nothing. I hear that all the time. Or I've heard clients say before, you know, I've spent all this money and nothing's happening. You know, we've not gotten anywhere. No, the litigation system is not set up to get you anywhere fast. It's not set up to get you anywhere fast. It's set up to make you spend a lot of money and time and fight in order to get to a point where a judge is just going to force you to settle anyway. That's something most people don't recognize, is that a judge is going to try to force you to settle anyway. They're going to force you into all kinds of scenarios where they're going to try to force you to settle you through what's called financial coercion. They're going to be like, you want to fight, you're going to pay your attorney. And you want to pay your attorney? Go ahead and pay your attorney. But you're going to keep paying your attorney to fight. So knowing that that is where you're going to head down the road, it makes complete sense just to figure out how to resolve your case at the very beginning in a common sense way. And that's what mediation is all about. Now, a lot of people think that they need to have an attorney to go through mediation. You can have an attorney while you're going through mediation. You can have an attorney to bounce ideas off of. You can meet with them before mediation, after mediation, during mediation. You can bring them with you to mediation. But you don't have to do the traditional process to get divorced. You don't have to hire an attorney, give them $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 as a retainer, have them file something with the court, and then try to work things out. You don't have to do that. Now, I'll put my disclaimer that I always put on all these videos. There's always reasons why you might need to file something in the court early on in the case. Okay? There's always reasons. But my sort of hope for most of you, because I've been hearing this more and more from people I'm talking to, is when your attorney tells you we need to file the complaint, we need to serve your spouse with the complaint, we need to do all of these things, you should ask why. Why? Why are we doing this today? Why are we needing to go to court right now? What is the plan? What is the strategy? What is it we're going to do, knowing that I don't want to spend all of my money fighting? I want to find a way to resolve all of this as quickly as I can. And let's be honest, it's much easier to resolve something when it's just two people sitting down talking versus two people in a litigation context, you know, a spouse A versus a spouse B. It's just much easier to resolve things whenever you are just sitting down with your spouse and talking. So it's really, you know, going back to the idea behind today's episode is, are you a good candidate for mediation? Well, yet again, let's go back to it. Do you and your spouse each have the desire to save as much money as possible and not give it all to attorneys? Yes. Then move on to number two. Number two, are you willing to be fair with your spouse? And not fair from your perspective, but fair from their perspective. Are you willing to be fair and try to compromise to reach an agreement? If you can do both of these things, you should be in mediation. You should not be in litigation. If you have a unique legal issue that where you really need legal advice, guess what? As a mediator, I'm going to send you to an attorney to get legal advice. You don't have to start there. You can start with the idea that mediation is the way that you can resolve all this quickly, okay? So what happens if your spouse won't agree to go to mediation? Because that happens a lot. Well, the one thing that you need to think about in that situation is that your spouse may need to talk to the potential mediator themselves. Because sometimes people are reflexive. If you say, oh, well, I talked to John and oh, he's wonderful and I want to use him for mediation, and you say this to your spouse, some spouses are gonna be like, well, I don't want to use him. You've already talked to him. So sometimes it just requires both of you to have a conversation with the mediator so you both feel comfortable with not only the mediator themselves, like their personality, but their approach, because every mediator is different. I mean, every mediator is different. Some mediators are much more in your face. Some are sit back and just sort of let the two of you talk and chime in when it's appropriate. But you need to figure out what's good for you. And so if your spouse won't agree to go to mediation, have them talk to the mediator. Say, listen, I know you hate me. I know you, you know, want to bury me and spit on my grave, whatever. But can you at least just talk to this mediator that I talked to and see whether or not this person works for you? Because this is how I would love to try to resolve this. Okay. So if you can at least get them to do that, Then it's the mediator's job to convince them why this process would be much better for them than going down the traditional path. So, you know, obviously you can't force your spouse to go to mediation. Mediation is a voluntary process. It requires both of you to say yes. It requires you to say yes. And not just yes to start, but it requires you to say yes throughout the process. Yes, I'm going to be fair. Yes, I'm going to be honest. Yes, I'm going to disclose everything. Yes, I'm going to try to find a way to resolve all of this that's going to allow both of us to think that it was fair. So as long as you can say yes, you're going to be able to resolve your divorce through mediation. You are. I mean, I can tell you, I can give you examples every week of people who do mediation with me who resolve their entire case very frequently, guys, in 3 hours or less, because again, it's not rocket science, but you just need somebody to sit down with you and just work through the issues methodically, one by one. It's very interesting how a lot of times people are in agreement on just about everything. They just don't know it. They just don't know it. So once we start working through all the issues, you're going to be like, wow, I can't believe this just happened. And also, you start to realize, listen, that little issue that I really wanted to fight about, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. Or I found another way to resolve it that's going to work for me. So whatever the case is, mediation is going to work for you. So we went through, like, how do you know if you're a candidate for mediation? How do you talk to your spouse about joining the mediation process? So I want to tell you a little bit about how to prepare for mediation, because I get asked this question a lot. So there's a couple of things. Number one, if having legal advice is important to you, if it's important to you that you know what you're, quote, entitled to, you need to go meet with an attorney for a consultation before mediation starts. Okay, before it starts. Don't wait until after you go to mediation, reach a tentative agreement to go talk to an attorney for that attorney to tell you you shouldn't agree to anything. And then you come back and say, I need to make a lot of changes to this agreement that we just came up with. Go talk to an attorney before mediation if it's important to you. It's not important for everybody, but if it's important for you, go talk to an attorney before mediation. Number two, be sure you have organized all of your financial issues prior to coming to mediation. That would mean make sure you have a list of all of your assets. You know, list all your bank accounts, list all your retirement accounts. Make sure that you know all your credit cards and how much are on each of these credit cards. Because guess what? Those questions will come up in mediation. And if we have to sit here for like 5 or 10 minutes for you to, you know, go on your computer and be like, oh my gosh, I can't log on. What's that password again? And you're like wasting everyone's time. It's a waste. So I make sure that everyone is, you know, fully prepared to have a conversation by having all the financial information in front of them possible. So that's a list of your assets and your liabilities. And typically it's your income, you know, pay stubs, tax returns, W-2s, like anything that's going to be important for us in order, again, to be able to have a productive conversation about how to resolve your case. So that's sort of where things are. That's how we decide, should you be in mediation, how you convince your spouse to go to mediation, and finally, how you prepare for mediation. And I hope the one thing I'm conveying to all of you that are listening right now is that this isn't difficult. It just requires you to stand up and say, yes, I want to do this. Yes, I want this better way to go through the divorce process. No, I don't want to send my attorney's child through college. Yes, I want to save my money. I want to have a better, hopefully, co-parenting relationship with my ex. And I want to find a way to resolve my divorce as quickly and amicably as possible. This isn't difficult. You just have to have the right mindset to want to do it. And if you need any help, NetSquire provides flat fee divorce mediation packages where we handle your mediation, drafting of your agreement, and getting you divorced all for one price. And the whole idea here is that you need to just know that this is all it's going to cost. And if we sit down and we're both fair with each other and we both are diligent about trying to find a way to resolve things, we are going to pay a fee that almost always is less than the same or less than what one of you is going to pay just to retain an attorney. Amazing, right? Amazing. And if you would like any help, or if you'd like to talk more about it, you know, just reach out to us, send us a direct message, or you can call the office 732-529-6937, book a free initial call with us just to talk about your situation and whether or not mediation is the right path forward for you. All right, everyone have an excellent Friday, and we will see you next week for another episode of Divorce Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening. For more information, check out divorcehappyhour.com, and please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.